Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, bunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population one. This is our first episode.
Yeah, and our guest, I'm so excited about our guest. He's a great young comic. He does one of the coolest shows off an idea of a show that we
love
participated in, and we just did it last night, the Roast Battle. He does the reverse of that called the Boast Rattle. Which is just you compliment, right?
Just
Kyle Ayers.
It's compliments. Hello, thanks for having me, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Great to have
Kyle.
You. St. Louis, not from St. Louis, but from Kansas City, or right around Kansas
Missouri
City,
native.
So a Midwestern guy like
definitely.
All three of us.
It's true.
It is nice to have you on here, but again, you were explaining the Boast Rattle.
Please explain this to our fans.
So it is a competitive compliment contest to see who can be the one true master of magnanimity, mm-hmm. the champion of charity.
Yeah.
You two comedians go head-to-head complimenting one another.
You call someone out, and you're like, I want to say great things.
We've had people call other people out and say, I want to
I love
be nice
this person.
At you.
Yeah, I want to be nice at you.
I want to be nice at you.
Have you buried hatchets from feuds in doing this?
That would be the eventual goal.
But okay. Wait. So tell me, what were some of the greatest?
Yeah, I want to know how good Josh Gondelman is.
So the people you think will be good at it have been incredibly good at it.
Yeah,
Josh Gondelman, Aparna Nancherla, Martha Kelly, people who have
Kelly.
These wonderful personalities, wonderful
yeah,
kind
yeah.
souls. So someone like Aparna Nancherla, I remember one that sticks out in my head. She was going against Joe Zimmerman,
mm-hmm.
another very funny, comedian.
Very funny comedian,
and she said Joe Zimmerman is so respectful of women. Said the, which is an incredible way to start any joke. She says, Joe Zimmerman is so respectful of women.
Could have ended there.
That yeah. The website Jezebel briefly considered naming themselves Josie Bell.
Oh,
but they didn't because
nice.
That would have been dumb.
Yeah. I love it. Well, I'm so happy to have you here on this maiden voyage of the minisode.
Yeah, thank you
because
for having
me. We're going to start doing this thing where on Fridays we're going to launch a mini episode.
A little something for the weekend.
Just
a little
one
close
story.
Up the week. A little something for the ride home on a Friday night.
I love that, Dan. Right?
And it's a chance to introduce you to some comedians you may or may not know and get you
should
involved
know.
In other folks. So,
and this will just be the little snack to hold you over to when we do the other episode.
We don't know these Tuesday. Stories. Kyle has never heard this story.
World's getting dumber. Dan, let's jump into our story.
All right, here we go. This was sent in by one of three Jared Thornbows on the internet.
Okay.
Thornburrs on the internet.
Thornburr, the fabulous Thornburrs.
So that's obviously a guy who's... Do you guys have other Randy or Jason Sklars or Kyle Ayers?
There
on
is
that?
Another Jason Sklar. Mm-hmm. There are other Kyle
There's
Ayers.
A Kyle Ayers who's a shortstop in Tampa Bay.
I remember. I was
he's
like,
a Tampa Bay prospect.
Do you get some interesting like hate tweets?
I don't. I one time I followed every Kyle Ayers and retweeted everything they'd all ever said, and I made it too far back in the West Virginia offensive lineman Kyle Ayers' Twitter, and I was
yeah.
like, we can't be living
well,
in
yeah,
I think
right,
he was 11 when this started. it's never good to see yourself put on weight and then succeed because of it.
Yeah, no, that's yeah. what an offensive lineman does.
Yeah, that's
they
what
do.
He did.
That's how
Shout
they.
Out to the
they
there's a guy. So obviously, professionally, I go by Daniel,
mm-hmm.
and there's a. Dan Van Kirk, mm-hmm. somewhere in like the southeast, and he has the handle at Dan Van Kirk.
Stop.
And so every once in a while I'll check in on him.
Yeah.
It looks like a version of me 20 years, 30
in
years
the future.
From now.
In the future, yeah. yeah.
But and no offense to this guy, but just for what I want out of life, not the way I want
no,
it to go.
That's where it's heading though.
I hope he's completely happy.
Dan, you can't stop it.
But he he'll get promoted in shows all the time.
Of course.
Never corrects anybody.
No.
Takes the follows.
Takes the follows.
Takes
the follows.
Because they'll just write like at Dan Van Kirk mm-hmm. without, you know, checking or
because
assuming.
Because they think that's what it's gonna be.
Right, right.
I just looked up Jason Sklar on Twitter. There is an @JasonSklar, and I'm gonna read you one of his tweets from January 8th. Wolves up by 20 on LeBron. Hashtag how. Hashtag how. Hilarious.
Wait, when was that tweet?
Hashtag how.
On the on the 8th of January, I think.
So he's up to date.
He's up to date.
Yeah, yeah. He
tweets pretty.
Just a stats guy.
He tweets weekly about Wolves games.
Wait, what's his handle?
@JasonSklar.
He's got at Jason Sklar.
I mean, I'm at Sklar Brothers.
I know, but part of me wishes I would have just taken it to have it.
You got
to
be the people. You got to jump on every new social media and grab
up
your name.
That's right. One of three Derek Thornbergs.
Thornbergs on the internet. Mm-hmm. Okay. At double O negative.
Okay.
A lot of information. This guy puts a lot of info into it.
I got like piece of his security, like social security number.
Yeah.
It's like an ad for LifeLock.
Rexburg, Idaho. Have we gone to Idaho?
No,
in other people town.
Utah.
I don't think so.
Have you been to Idaho ever?
I've never been to Idaho.
We have. Kind of crazy. We went to Idaho Falls.
Oh, Idaho Falls, yes.
Which was, you've been to Boise, but we went to Idaho Falls, which was, it's like a big Mormon and sumo wrestling, if you can imagine those two things together.
I'm in.
And the explosion of the two of them is just tons of baked potatoes.
Sure.
Rexburg, Idaho. I love... And I, like we said, I always say I barely read these. I forgot how the first sentence starts after, because they always give the location in a news story.
Yeah.
We thought we were somewhere new. Rexburg, Idaho. A Florida man was arrested.
No! On vacation? Stop.
A Florida man was arrested on felony battery charges, or a felony battery charge, after he allegedly got into a fight with another man over shrimp.
Okay. Yep. It's on. Sure.
I like the Florida man can't just leave the work at home. He's got to take it with him on vacation.
Look, man, I can't turn it off.
Babe, have you seen my fighting socks? Have you seen my fighting socks?
Where did you put them?
I'm going to the shrimp capital of the United States, and I'm feeling upset.
Yes. Look, I want some. Here he goes. Take it.
If you are fighting, if you're having a shrimp argument in a landlocked state, you are from Florida. You are. Yes. You just outed yourself.
Couldn't have had that shrimp argument in Florida.
You're not going to one of these liberal coastal cities. He's 3 hours away from me.
No. Why would I?
No.
That's elitist.
I'm going where I get shrimp.
Have you seen my fighting socks?
No.
Just
where did you put them?
If I knew where I put them, why would I be?
I'm sorry. Was I the one wearing them last? No, you were the one.
Are you wearing my socks right now? Because
it
feels like you want to fight with me.
No, you're fighting pretty good right now, even without them. My favorite line on The Simpsons and almost on any Simpsons episode, they go out to the bar, let's fight. Them's fighting words. Great line.
Great joke. Great line.
Okay, here we go. So they got in a fight over shrimp in Rexburg, Idaho.
Yep.
Robert Craven already would a
he
scared
wants
man.
Something, yeah.
A scared
Craven,
man.
Craven, he's needing something.
Was staying at a Motel 6, so at least he's on brand.
Yeah.
Unless Motel 6 wants to sponsor Dumb People Town, we would love to have you and promote how wonderful you are.
Extend the light on for you.
Yep. Robert Craven was staying at a Motel 6 on 12th West in Rexburg, Idaho. Add that to the Dumb People Town walking tour.
Yep.
With colleagues.
There's no way this dude has colleagues.
From Florida?
Yes.
Work colleagues?
I don't know.
Maybe just the folks that are...
If the whole message board meets up, is that colleagues?
That is colleagues. We count as colleagues, right?
Look, we both sell alligator claws together. Right. You are my colleague.
I sell meth. You buy it from me.
Colleagues.
We are colleagues.
Yeah, technically, I'm a customer.
No,
you're
we're
a
colleagues.
Retailer.
I tell people we colleagues.
But I'm not working.
Sounds smarter. It's
I
almost
stole
college.
My watch. You bought that said stole watch.
you are my colleague. No,
you are my
no,
client.
At best, I'm an accessory after the fact.
This
but
is
I'm not.
That watch is the accessory after the fact. You just bought it.
That is true. That's more
and
true than the other
is how we are collegial.
It's very collegiate of us.
Yes.
No, that is now you're confusing college. I'm just trying to buy this watch.
You are my client.
Can't talk to you colleague to colleague. Okay. Let's go into the back. I don't work here.
There is no back
of your van.
Idaho's
Robert,
back.
Right. Yeah. Robert Craven was staying at a Motel 6 on 12th Rexburg in Idaho with colleagues when the altercation occurred November 25th. Around 10:30 p.m., little post-Thanksgiving fun, right?
That is the shrimping hour, the 10 to 11. Like, if you're eating shrimp around 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, you're not getting the freshest shrimp you can get.
I'm going to show you guys a picture of Robert Craven.
And if you want to watch it, come to the Facebook page.
I bet it's exactly what I'm picturing.
I want to say really quick, it is.
Salt and pepper goatee.
Ooh.
Randy's
in the vein.
A mugshot from a different incident.
How many people in Dumb People Town are
camouflage
hat. Finding the vein?
Camouflage hat.
Yes, okay. But before I show it, I do want to say, I love our page. We have this part of what we're doing today and starting off this new thing is so much new content we're going to give this year. Stay up to date on all that stuff, guys. And we read every single thing that you guys put through. And
we
it's
do.
Just
the
a
good
fun,
comments, even and the negative comments, mean something to us as well. Yes. So thank you for your input.
It is a fun, fun place. We have people who literally almost every location we have in these, somebody goes there.
Somebody goes
and takes a picture.
No, I'm going to show everybody Robert Craven, and I am not. I don't want to be mean to him, but I'm.
You can't. Everything. Here comes the meanest thing that could be said.
I bet he looks like a Bob Craven.
Yeah. Everything. We should call him Bob Craven. Sounds like a lower, like Southern Illinois Toyota dealership.
Okay, yeah. Bob Craven. Bob Craven Toyota.
Everything about.
Head down to Miracle Mile. Check out Bob Craven.
Everything about. We're not afraid to sell you a deal. Everything.
We're afraid to sell you a deal?
We're not afraid.
Okay, good.
Because they're not
just
Craven.
Checking.
Everything about him when I show him to you slopes.
Yeah, it's all going down. So,
wow, I was so close.
Bob Craven is constantly wearing a wife beater undershirt that doesn't fit.
I think he has a wife beater on under that.
Yeah.
You don't want to sweat through your
what
good
we just
wife
call
beater.
Can we call it under tank?
I will just say that.
Undershirt tank.
By the way,
this
is in no way making fun of his weight.
No,
me
either. But you know, he kind
of hasn't cleaned the folds of his neck.
Oh,
in a long time. I have an English bulldog that I love very much, and you have to get in there with a wet wipe and clean the folds.
Doesn't he look kind of satisfied? Let's talk about his expression. Doesn't he look kind of like, yep, take it.
Bob Craven could be, if you told me Bob Craven is Mexican, I'd be like, yep. If you told me he was Hawaiian, I'd be like, yep.
If you told me he was Samoan, I'd say
be like, yep. If you told me he was an Eskimo, I'd be like, yep.
If you told me he was in jail, I'd be like, yep.
Especially on that photo. Do you think, though, the picture to me, if we just talk about his expression, the picture to me is this is the 1 second he stopped saying, can I tell you how many shrimp the guy took?
I like that this
sir, you have to stop so we can take the picture.
I will take it.
Sir, I know you do. Hold the sign up. It's not in the shot.
Look,
Hold the sign up.
In Florida, we have as much shrimp as we want.
I
will talk, can I tell you how many shrimp
someone,
this guy took?
Can you get over here and tell him to stop just for a second,
Ken,
please?
Tell him to stop if you can.
Nice to meet you, sir. Can I tell you how many shrimp the guy took?
But I need to. I have a bet going in the other room. I need to know.
Okay, God.
Don't egg him on, Garrett.
God damn it.
We're in Idaho. There's not enough shrimp to go around. Can I just tell you guys?
He could have eaten all of the shrimp in a state.
Yeah, he really could have. He could have cleaned Idaho out.
It's
of
like
the
that
shrimp.
Scene from Vacation. He's like, "How much you want for it?" He's like, "How much you got?"
Yep.
You know, they make it so you can line your pockets.
Yes.
They take that into account.
The argument started over dinner. This is a quote. The argument started over dinner.
At
the victim. The victim said exactly. Craven got upset with him for taking too many shrimp. I'm going to tell you one more time, do not take any
shrimp. Touch that shrimp, I'm going to be mad.
And I hope the guy looked at him dead in the eye and just put his hand on all the shrimp.
All of them.
without breaking eye contact.
None at all. Nope. And you know that it was one that was like those black plastic containers with the like line made for like shrimp to hang around the edges.
Oh, yeah, yes. No. And it's then shrimp cocktail.
You know, these sneeze guards are just a suggestion.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Like speed limits.
Get under it.
Exactly. This is Rexburg Police Department Captain Randy Lewis. That's what he told the EastIdahoNews.com. It started over the guy taking too many shrimp. Quote, they went out into the parking lot and a fight progressed.
Okay, so this is get your hand off the shrimp or we're taking this outside.
Yeah, and then someone else said, we're taking this outside.
That's right.
Right.
We're taking it outside.
I understand that there's a victim, but just a heads up to people. I understand that you are sometimes being put upon and you do not want to be in this situation, but don't go outside.
Don't
it's
ever
probably cold.
Be like,
way,
no.
The let's take this outside to me is a very courteous way to start a fight. Because really
you're respectful of everybody
that's
around
right,
you.
Right. We don't want to ruin everyone's night.
Look,
in
we don't
here.
Want to shut this Golden Corral down.
That's right. I don't want to throw
I'm
you into
imagining,
the chocolate
by
wonderful.
The way, that they're really those really tiny shrimp, little mini shrimps that go inside the taco shell salad.
Yeah, like sure. it's a baby shrimp.
And he's taking like just his third one.
There's less calories in this one. Denise told me there's less calories in this one.
Well, Denise is wrong.
You want to go outside?
You mean my colleague Denise?
Yeah, you want to go outside?
She's right over there.
Let's take it right outside.
I was hoping you were going to say when Kyle said Golden Corral that you were going to be like, I'm imagining a shrimp cocktail fountain.
Yes. Yeah.
Chocolate wonderful.
There you go.
No, a cocktail wonderful.
By the way, how soon until Oasis or what's left of Oasis?
Here we go.
How soon until they start doing the song? Wonderful.
I'm trying to say Asklar Brothers.
Wonderful.
Waterfall. They're definitely going to be the new people singing
the
Golden Corral song.
But don't go outside. Or do
and maybe.
Remember the scene in Roadhouse where he asks the guy, you want to go outside and fight? He lets the guy go first. As soon as he walks out, he just closes the door and locks it.
It's a great scene.
That's the way to handle it.
And that would really hit this guy where it hurts, which is his shrimp.
You're locked out of your own shrimp.
Yeah. Craven is accused of pushing, hitting, and punching the victim several times.
I know what a fight is.
At one point.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
At one point, the victim told police, quote, this was also a reason. So this is the victim now. He told police, quote, he saw Tweety birds. That's not real, right?
That's a fight virgin describing a fight. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he hit me and the Tweety bird
I saw
circled my head.
Stars or Tweety birds.
Yeah, he said it happened after being hit in the head. Well done, Kyle. Mm-hmm. Welcome to town. Yeah. The victim, who is also from Florida, so they took this fight on the road.
They are colleagues.
Yeah.
Yes.
They own a landscaping business.
Hey, you want to fight here or do you want to wait till the business trip this weekend?
Let's go.
There's a time zone I haven't fought in yet.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of fighting here.
Should we fight
inside?
Hey, should we do it inside?
No, when we get those two outside. I want
to
take it,
but you don't want to do it.
That's sightseeing for Florida.
When we each sell one more Sea-Doo, we're going to get into a fight.
Off season, it's November.
That's right. Off season Sea-Doo.
I could sell one.
I could sell a Sea-Doo in November.
Yep, the victim needed some, he had an injury to his head. He's going to be okay, though. Rexburg police officer.
Is he, though, Dan?
Is he?
He's relatively.
Gonna be, yeah, should I say, he's going to be back to what he was.
He's going to be back to eating shrimp in Idaho in no time. You know, okay.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know, still making bad choices. Yeah.
Craven was booked into the Mattis County Jail and is scheduled to appear in court on Monday afternoon. I wanted to say this before, and then we'll get to the final thing of this. I've only been in one fight. Talked about it on the Crab Feast with our friends, Jared. Mm-hmm. We did take it out to the parking lot.
You did take it outside?
Did you ask him to go outside? Or
I literally took that person out to the parking lot.
Because you didn't want to fight inside.
I just was like, you're done. You're it's time for you to leave the bar.
So you were bouncing.
Nope.
No, you were life's bouncer.
Yeah. The guy was trying to get so many fights, and he was there with my family. And I just said
he was someone who your family knew.
Yeah, he was dating my cousin.
Oh,
and I just watched him like get in. He first tried to fight an ex-Marine, then he tried to just fight.
So he may have saved his life.
Random guy at the bar. Then he tried to fight a guy who had just gotten to the bar from his bowling league, and I'm like.
This guy's got a bag with a ball in it.
Everyone in a bowling league has settled down, and you do not want to rile them back up.
Right. There's a demon inside that's getting taken out on 10 white pins.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. They've found a way to drink and get to throw stuff at things.
Right. On weeknights.
So, like, don't get them back into their old life. Don't John Wick them.
No, I want to join a bowling league so badly. I want to start a bowling league, and I want to join a bowling
league
more than anything in this world.
You should start like a comedy bowling league.
I should.
Where you do, when it's not your turn, you do like 5 minutes.
Hey, that'd be great. You gotta entertain everybody else at a bowling
alley. Because crashing pins behind you is all you want.
That's right.
I've always thought comedy shows didn't have enough scheduled, scored distractions.
Comedy shows not at comedy clubs.
Yes. But so I took the fight outside.
My man.
Okay, here we go. You can listen to that whole thing over in the Crab Feast. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna ask you guys this. Mm-hmm. How old is Bob Craven?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age.
God. Now, you saw the photo.
I have now less information.
Yeah. Now
22?
That you offered this question, I'm not sure I saw the photo.
But no, you saw the photo.
And you showed
photo.
It to me, but I don't know if I did.
The photo tells you, and everybody who goes...
I'm going to say, however old he is, his arteries are 20 years old.
Oh. Yeah. So let's run it down a little bit. You know he has colleagues.
Uh-huh. You know he traveled from Florida to go...
To Idaho.
To Idaho. But you know he rocks a wife beater.
Does Rexburg, Idaho feel like trade show town?
I got a weird hunch he's 31.
I was going to ask you, because you get to go first, or tech second, which is Tignataro's spot, or third. You're going to go first with?
So you say 31. You felt 31.
31 years old from Kyle.
I'm going to say he's 28.
28 from Jason Sklar.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely is I think we're all on the same page. He's a young guy who looks older than he is. Okay. Like, has lived harder than he... You don't fight about shrimp and look good.
Unless you got a lot of stuff pissing you off that you're bringing... That you're literally bringing to the table.
He in that... And then trying to take away from someone at that
he's
table.
He's tired.
He's tired.
He looks like he just got thrown out of a Sublime concert.
Like, I don't know how y'all do things here in Idaho, but can I tell you how much shrimp that got to?
No, you cannot. Take his picture, Ken.
I would say he is 25 years old. I'm going lower than everybody's.
Jeez. Okay. All right. So Randy, 25.
Jay, 28.
Kyle, 31.
The person who gets the point.
Well, wait. Think of everybody at home. Yep. Shout it at your radio. Shout it at your ham radio. Shout it at your ham
radio. Thanks for joining us here on the dial.
Don't adjust your dial.
Shout it at your police scanner, your fuzz buster.
Right.
100%. This man has a police scanner.
Oh,
by the
this
way.
Guy's got two fuzz busters.
You know what? I say this:
they
if you're sitting in a
work.
Cubicle with your headphones on, yell the number out for no reason,
and just see what people say.
Yeah. Here we go.
Just see what people say.
Bob Craven is 41 years old.
Looks good.
Looking good compared to us assuming you look bad. He looks
that
better than how
everything.
He looks way better than how bad we thought he looked.
I like how Randy's reaction made me feel like he's like, well, if he's 41, maybe he does have things to fight over.
That, the reaction I just had was like when you see like Sting's wife, you're like,
That, you know, the very common thing everyone can relate to, seeing Sting's wife unexpectedly.
Not seeing Sting. Which is his wife.
Now when you're listening on your hand radios, be like, oh, yes, Sting's wife.
And
the face I'm familiar with.
I have no clue what the professional wrestler Sting's wife even is.
She's a baseball bat
with googly
eyes.
It's like seeing Sting's wife or seeing a famous person's brother. In a documentary, you're like, oh shit, that guy looks
That's what he would have been like if he didn't take care of himself. Man.
He does look if I drew that out of his eye.
One of you moved to L.A. The other one just went to the drive-thru.
The other one went to Rexburg, Idaho.
And started fighting about shrimp. Well, see, I see this, and this is what I'll say, just is, you
as
know,
wrap
give,
it
the
up.
Guy, give the guy a shrimp. He's only got 3 more years to live.
Right. Yeah.
Look, 41 tells me
he didn't
totally
want to live past
story.
45 anyways.
No. Let me say this, and I will end on this axiom, which I think we all agree with. Give a man shrimp, he eats for a meal. Have him fight for it in the parking lot. He eats for a lifetime.
That's at least what his tattoo says.
That's right. Kyle Ayers. All on the lower part of his back. Kyle Ayers, dude, thank you so much.
Of course.
People can follow. You have a podcast, do you not?
I do. It's called Never Seen It.
Yeah, which is a great idea, too.
And love people, they rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen.
Do you have any live ones coming up?
And we have a live one on January 25th. If you're around Los Angeles at the Comedy Central stage. It's free. Yeah. You can RSVP and just get tickets online.
Sweet. Never Seen It.
Never Seen It.
I really want to do that because there are, as fathers of
we miss
kids,
all
we
movies.
Miss like huge chunks of movies that I know were like major parts.
Like, have you guys seen John Wick?
No.
But you have an idea of what you think it's
about.
But you used it as a verb. You haven't even seen the movie.
You haven't John Wicked someone.
It's like
Inception, right? In some sort of a weird way.
It's exactly like Inception.
It's like The Wicker Man.
Yeah, less bees, but you know.
Yeah.
Same page.
So
January 25th.
And people can get that podcast on iTunes or for free, and that's how you do that. And then on Twitter.
Kyle Ayers.
Do it. Dude, good luck to you. Thank you for helping us launch this boat out into the river that is.
Yeah, we can't wait to do these little mini episodes and all the fun stuff we're going to do this year. Come do a live Dumb People Town Hall. Hang out with us.
Come see us this weekend on Sunday in San Francisco, 1 p.m. Cops Comedy Club. We'll see you there, guys. Oh, shit, we got to get to work.
Stick around. Make a sound. Hunker down. It's Dumb People Town.